Lesson 6, Free to Choose Liberty and Eternal Life. 2 Nephi, chapters 1 through 2. To help class members have a greater desire to choose liberty and eternal life through Jesus Christ, the great mediator of all men. 2 Nephi, chapter 2, verse 27. Preparation. Read, ponder, and pray about the following scriptures. A. 2 Nephi, chapter 1. Lehi teaches that his people have obtained a land of promise by covenant. He exhorts his sons to repent, obey the Lord's commandments, and put on the armor of righteousness. B. 2 Nephi chapter 2, verses 1 through 10. Lehi teaches that redemption comes through the atonement of Jesus Christ. C. 2 Nephi chapter 2, verses 11 through 30. Lehi teaches that opposition is necessary in Heavenly Father's plan, and that we are free to choose liberty and eternal life, or to choose captivity and death. 2. If you use the attention activity, bring an alarm clock to class. Suggestions for lesson development. Attention activity. As appropriate, use the following activity or one of your own to begin the lesson. Bring an alarm clock to class and set it to ring at the beginning of the lesson. When it rings, point out that we often need something like an alarm clock to help us wake up. Explain that this lesson begins with counsel from Lehi to help some of his sons wake up spiritually. Scripture discussion and application. The chapters covered in this lesson contain some of Lehi's final words to his children. Encourage class members to look for ways to apply Lehi's counsel in their lives. Prayerfully select the scripture passages, questions, and other lesson material that will best meet class members' needs. 1. Lehi exhorts his sons to repent, obey the Lord's commandments, and put on the armor of righteousness. Discuss 2 Nephi chapter 1. Invite class members to read selected verses aloud. Explain that this chapter contains counsel that Lehi gave to his sons shortly before he died. Ask class members to look for specific things that Lehi counseled his sons to do and for the blessings that he promised they would receive if they obeyed his counsel. Lehi said that despite their afflictions, his people had obtained a land of promise by covenant. 2 Nephi chapter 1, verse 5. What was the covenant between the Lord and Lehi's people? 2 Nephi chapter 1, verses 6 through 7 and verses 9 through 10. What did Lehi say would happen to the inhabitants of the land if they rejected the Savior? 2 Nephi chapter 1, verses 10 through 12. Lehi called his sons to repentance by commanding them to awake from the sleep of hell and shake off the awful chains by which they were bound. 2 Nephi chapter 1, verse 13. See also verses 14, 21, and 23. How is sinfulness like being in a deep sleep? How is sinfulness like being bound by chains? Lehi counseled his sons to arise from the dust and be men. 2 Nephi chapter 1, verse 21. What are the qualities of a righteous man? See 2 Nephi chapter 1, verses 21 through 27. Have class members search these verses for qualities Lehi suggested. You may want to list these and other qualities on the chalkboard. What is the world's definition of manhood? How can we help young men choose righteousness over the world's definition of manhood? What blessings had Lehi received through his faithfulness? Have a class member read 2 Nephi chapter 1, verse 15 aloud. Note that while some of his sons were bound by the awful chains of sin, Lehi was encircled about eternally in the arms of the Savior's love. Emphasize that as we humbly come unto Christ through repentance and obedience, we will be redeemed and encircled about eternally in the arms of His love. 2. Lehi testifies of the atonement of Jesus Christ. Read and discuss 2 Nephi chapter 2, verses 1 through 10. Lehi said that by the law no flesh is justified, or by the law men are cut off. 2 Nephi chapter 2, verse 5. To be justified is to be reconciled to God, pardoned from punishment for sin, and declared righteous and guiltless. How does the law cut us off and prevent us from being justified? See James chapter 2, verse 10, 1 Nephi chapter 10, verse 21. When we disobey the commandments, we become guilty and unclean, and no unclean thing can dwell with God. Since we cannot be justified by the law, how can we be justified and made worthy to enter God's presence? Refer to 2 Nephi chapter 2, verses 6 through 8. Emphasize that because of the atonement of Jesus Christ, we can repent and be forgiven of our sins. Lehi said that the Savior would answer the ends of the law, 2 Nephi chapter 2, verse 7. The phrase, the ends of the law, refers to the consequences of the fall and to the punishment that is affixed for disobedience to God's commandments, 2 Nephi chapter 2, verses 5 and 10. How did the Savior answer the ends of the law? 2 Nephi chapter 2, verse 7, Alma chapter 34, verses 13 through 16, Doctrine and Covenants section 19, verses 16 through 19, and section 45, verses 3 through 5. Also the quotation below. President Joseph F. Smith said, "Jesus came and suffered, the just for the unjust. He that was without sin for him that had sinned, and was subjected to the penalty of the law, which the sinner had transgressed." Gospel Doctrine, 5th edition, page 204. How must we live so we can be justified through Christ's suffering for our sins? See 2 Nephi chapter 2, verse 7, also Romans chapter 10, verse 4, Doctrine and Covenants, section 19, verses 15 through 16, and the third article of faith. Ask a class member to read 2 Nephi chapter 2, verse 8 aloud. What are these things that we should make known? See 2 Nephi chapter 2, verses 6 through 8. How can we make these things known? How does our making these things known show gratitude to the Savior for His atonement? 3. Lehi teaches the importance of opposition and the freedom to choose good from evil. Read and discuss selected verses from 2 Nephi chapter 2, verses 11 through 30. As Lehi taught his sons about the need for opposition, he reviewed the account of Adam and Eve partaking of the forbidden fruit. Have class members take turns reading a few verses from 2 Nephi chapter 2, verses 15 through 25. Ask them to look for 1. Conditions that existed for Adam and Eve before they partook of the forbidden fruit, and 2. The opposition Adam and Eve experienced after they partook of the fruit. Summarize class members' responses in a chart on the chalkboard. On page 27, we have an example of how the chart could be laid out. Note that in 2 Nephi chapter 2, Lehi mentioned some of the conditions that were brought about by the fall. However, the doctrine of the fall is broader in scope than is presented in this chapter. Class members should understand that the fall brought physical death and spiritual death into the world, thus bringing the plan of redemption into operation. Chart. We have 2 columns. The first column, conditions before partaking of the fruit. The second column, opposition experienced after partaking of the fruit. Conditions before partaking of the fruit. They could act for themselves, 2 Nephi chapter 2, verses 15 through 16. But they did not do good, for they knew no sin, 2 Nephi chapter 2, verse 23. Opposition experienced after partaking of the fruit. They could do good, and they could also commit sin, 2 Nephi chapter 2, verse 23. They were commanded to repent of their sins, 2 Nephi chapter 2, verse 21. Conditions before partaking of the fruit. They did not have to till the ground in order for food to grow in the garden, 2 Nephi chapter 2, verse 19, also Moses chapter 2, verse 29. Opposition experienced after partaking of the fruit. They had to work to obtain food, 2 Nephi chapter 2, verse 19. Conditions before partaking of the fruit. They knew no misery or joy, 2 Nephi chapter 2, verse 23. Opposition experienced after partaking of the fruit. They experience misery and joy. 2 Nephi chapter 2, verse 23. Conditions before partaking of the fruit. They would have remained in the same state forever and had no end. 2 Nephi chapter 2, verse 22. Opposition experienced after partaking of the fruit. They became fallen and mortal, subject to physical death. 2 Nephi chapter 2, verse 22. Also Moses chapter 6, verse 48. If Adam and Eve had not partaken of the fruit, they would not have experienced the opposition mentioned in this chart. 2 Nephi chapter 2, verses 22 through 23. What blessings can we receive because the fall of Adam and Eve brought opposition into the world? Refer to 2 Nephi chapter 2, verses 23 through 27, Moses chapter 5, verses 10 through 12. Lehi told his children that it must needs be that there is an opposition in all things. 2 Nephi chapter 2, verse 11, also verse 15. How have you seen that it is important to have opposition in our daily lives? You may want to have class members read 2 Nephi chapter 2, verses 11 through 13, as they discuss this question. How can opposition help us progress? According to 2 Nephi chapter 2, verses 24 through 28, what does our Father in heaven want for us? Joy, liberty, and eternal life. How did He provide a way for us to receive these blessings? See 2 Nephi chapter 2, verses 26 through 27, also John chapter 14, verse 6. What does Satan want for us? See 2 Nephi chapter 2, verses 18, 27, and 29. Misery, captivity, and spiritual death. How do our individual actions determine whether we receive joy, liberty, and eternal life, or misery, captivity, and spiritual death? Elder Joseph P. Worthland taught, "The Lord has given you the gift of agency," Moses chapter 7, verse 32, "and instructed you sufficiently to know good from evil," 2 Nephi chapter 2, verse 5. "You are free to choose," 2 Nephi chapter 2, verse 27, "and are permitted to act," 2 Nephi chapter 10, verse 23, Helaman chapter 14, verse 30. "But you are not free to choose the consequences." With absolute certainty, choices of good and right lead to happiness and peace, while choices of sin and evil eventually lead to unhappiness, sorrow, and misery. In Conference Report, October 1989, page 94, or Ensign, November 1989, page 75. 2 Nephi chapter 2 contains the doctrines of the creation. 2 Nephi chapter 2, verses 14 through 15. The fall, 2 Nephi chapter 2, verses 4 through 5, verse 8, and verses 18 through 25. And the atonement, 2 Nephi chapter 2, verses 3 through 4, verses 6 through 10, and verses 26 through 27. How are these three doctrines central to Heavenly Father's plan of redemption? Conclusion. Emphasize that through the atonement of Jesus Christ, we can be encircled about eternally in the arms of the Savior's love. 2 Nephi chapter 1, verse 15. Explain that it is a great blessing to be free to choose, and encourage class members to choose liberty and eternal life through Jesus Christ, the great mediator of all men. 2 Nephi chapter 2, verse 27. As directed by the Spirit, testify of the truths discussed during the lesson. Additional teaching idea. The following material supplements the suggested lesson outline. You may want to use this idea as part of the lesson. Using Lehi's teachings to counter the teachings of the world. Write on the chalkboard the statements listed below under the heading False Teachings of the World. Invite class members to imagine that they have heard a friend, co-worker, or schoolteacher present persuasive arguments for these false statements. Then explain that Lehi shared truths that can give us peace and reassurance when we are confronted by the world's false teachings. Write on the chalkboard the scripture references listed below under the heading Lehi's Teachings. Have class members read each scripture passage and determine how it could help them feel peace if they are troubled by the false teachings of the world. Encourage class members to discuss ways to apply the scripture references in their lives. False teachings of the world. There is no good or evil. Lehi's teachings. 2 Nephi chapter 2 verse 5. Men are instructed sufficiently that they know good from evil. False teachings of the world. There is no law. Lehi's teachings. 2 Nephi chapter 2 verse 5. The law is given unto men. False teachings of the world. There is no Christ. Lehi's teachings. 2 Nephi chapter 2 verse 6. Redemption cometh in and through the Holy Messiah. False teachings of the world. There is no existence after this life. Lehi's teachings. 2 Nephi chapter 2 verse 10. All men will stand in the presence of God to be judged of Him. False teachings of the world. Life has no purpose. Lehi's teachings. 2 Nephi chapter 2 verse 25. Men are that they might have joy. False teachings of the world. Our actions are determined by genetics and environment. Lehi's teachings. 2 Nephi chapter 2 verses 26 through 27. We are free to act for ourselves and not to be acted upon. We are free to choose liberty and eternal life, or to choose captivity and death. End of chart. End of lesson 6. Free to choose liberty and eternal life.